once I finished playing with Derry City, I just went under a wee downward spiral of I just couldn't get out of for about a year and a half. I just went under just a bit of a depression, which that stage, you know, depression wasn't really spoke about at that stage. You just sort of had to get up and on with it. But looking back on it now, it probably was a bit of a depression I had at the time.
And how low did you go? How did it impact on your life?
I was only, as I say, I was very young, amateur at the time, and I couldn't really cope with it, and I hadn't got the tools to cope with it, and I didn't know what to do. So I did what everybody done at the time. I just went to the bar and thought that was the easy way out, you know, and I just thought there was nothing more for me, you know, and I just sunk on the, you know, I just didn't get out of my bed during the day. I just never worked. Went to the bar at night, like, you know, and that was it. And you just think, you go to the bar, have a few pints, and it cures everything, but you have to get up in the morning, and, like, you know, and that's the way it was at the time. And the only person really had really seen that, as I said earlier, was my mother, you know, at the time. She was the one that I think it had the most impact on, because she's seen somebody that really wanted to go and do something with their life, you know, football-wise, and they see it taken away. I think it hurt her more than it hurt me, like, you know. That's the only, I don't have regrets in life, and I don't look back and say I should have done this or should have done that, but that is one of the regrets, the only regrets I have, the fact that probably made her suffer a wee bit, you know, through that time. You just feel as if you're sinking lower and lower and there's no way out, and because I was still only young, I was only 23 at the time, you know, I realised that, you know, you've got to pick yourself up here. And I know some people can't do it, and it's really hard. But for me, I felt that was the only way it was going to save me, like, you know.
Some people, Liam, hit rock bottom and they look for a way out. They look to end things for themselves. Did that ever cross your mind?
Well, I've never ever said this to anybody, Andy, but I did contemplate it at one stage, being honest. You know, I sat down and I remember it really well. I was sitting in... I got into my car one day, out of a wee car, and I drove down to Lisfannan, and I sat on the beach for about 3 hours, thinking about, you know...
Ending your life?
Will I get in the water, will I sit here and see what happens? And I thought about my mother, you know. I thought about what it would do to her. I think that's what stopped me, you know. Because at that stage, I just couldn't see a way where I was going. I didn't see where my life was going at the time, and I just felt as if, you know, there's only one way this is going to end, like, you know, because I was just spiraling. It was just going deeper and deeper. There was no easy way of getting up every morning and saying, right, this is going to be a different day. It was just felt terrible. And I sat and I thought and I looked out and I've never ever said that to anybody, being honest, but that day I just... sat for about 3 hours on the beach on my own from about 8:30 in the morning to 11:30.